Having more than doubled in numbers over the past decade, the cohabiting couple is the fastest growing family type in the UK, with the current figure sitting at 3.3 million families in this arrangement. While still a way behind the number of married couples at 12.9 million, times and feelings towards the importance of marriage are changing. When relationships break down, however, things can get complicated for unmarried cohabiting couples. Powell Edison solicitors are the oldest family law firm in Harrogate, having been around for 200 years. I spoke to Amanda Cuthbert from Powell Edison, who has been qualified for over 25 years.
We offer a whole wide range of legal services, from wills, probate, employment, private client, matrimonial, basically full legal service.
But your specialism is family law.
It is.
So how long have you worked in family law for?
I've been qualified for over 25 years now.
Wow, okay. So what keeps you in it? What do you enjoy most about family?
Helping people. And when you get a good result at the end of the day and the clients can come out of what is a very distressing process, but they can come out of it content and able to move on with their lives.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of family law deals with quite sort of personal matters. What are the sort of the things that people come to you most with?
The two main things that people need to resolve are finances and children. And obviously when they talk about the children, it's a lot more emotive for them.
So that's, I'm guessing, at the end of a marriage.
Yes. Yeah. Or if a cohabiting couple have a breakdown in the relationship, which is more and more common nowadays.
Ah, yes. So fewer and fewer people get married now. So what does happen there then? If a couple aren't married and the relationship ends, what happens next for that couple?
It depends on whether they need assistance with regard to the children or finances. If it's children, the situation isn't much different to a married couple. But with regard to finances, it's a very, very different situation to a married couple. All the legal rights that appertain to a married couple are just not available to cohabiting couples, which I think a lot of people are simply not aware of.
No, so I've always been led to believe that if you've sort of assumed a marriage for a while, so if you've lived together for a certain number of years and you've built that life together, you sort of end up with a common law marriage. Is that the right term?
No, unfortunately not at all. It's a very common misnomer, but it simply doesn't exist.
Right, so if you live together in that way, you still, after however many years, you don't have the same rights as a married couple.
No.
So what happens to your finances at the end of the relationship?
If, for example, if you have a house that's purchased in one party's name, then the other party has no automatic claim over it. There's some very complex law relating to cohabitees, but there's no automatic right to make a claim against a property that you've lived in if it's not in your name, like there would be under matrimonial law relating to married couples. If it's with regard to child maintenance, it's the same as with regard to married couples, but you have no right to make a claim against your partner for any maintenance from them for yourself.
How best can you protect yourself then? Is the easiest thing to do just to get married, or
Either get married, which people may make lifestyle choices nowadays and don't want to get married. But if you're not going to get married and you enter into financial arrangements, it's very wise to get a living together agreement or cohabitation agreement at the outset of your relationship. People may think it's not romantic, but it saves a lot of problems later on if the relationship does fall apart.
Absolutely. So a great example then, I guess, I'm not going to name the couple, but there's a well-known celebrity couple at the minute who are going through a very similar situation. They've had a child, but the relationship has ended. Do you see similar situations to this a lot?
We do a lot, obviously not with the same sort of wealth as said couple may have. But yes, those sort of difficulties that they will be facing now will be faced by many couples all over the place.
So when one half of that couple comes to you, what are the first steps they might take then? They're non-marriage, their relationship has ended and they need your support. What happens next?
First of all, we find out whether the house is owned in their joint names or one party's sole name, because that's going to affect the outcome of any discussions that we have, and discover whether they're able to make arrangements for contact with any children. And if not, we'll always consider a referral to mediation, because a decision agreed between the two of you and reached between the two of you at mediation is going to be far more palatable than it would be having a decision imposed on you by a third party, i.e. a judge, that maybe neither of them are happy with at the end.
Right, well, that's quite interesting, because I think a lot of people think that the minute you get a solicitor involved, it's going to court, and that's why you need the solicitor. That's not the case at all, is it? You can have a solicitor. Mm. How often does it go to court?
Very rarely nowadays. The courts discourage applications with regard to children. They have what's called a non-interventionist principle or a no-order principle, and they want parents to be able to make arrangements for children between themselves. If necessary, it will end up in court, but we will always try negotiation with other parties' solicitors first and mediation. And it's only if after all those attempts fail that we will go to court.
There we go. So if people are in need of that advice, they needn't fear going to court.
No.
It won't always end up that way, but it's better to protect yourself from the outset.
Yes.
If people want to enlist the help of Powell Edison in doing this, where can they come and find you?
They can look at our website, or they can call into the office or call me, and I'm happy to have an initial chat over the phone or initial half-hour free appointment to see what legal advice we can offer them.
Fab. Thank you very much, Amanda.
You're welcome.